WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Bella Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Union Pacific Railroad has announced $466 million of capital projects this year in Texas.
The most noticeable work in the Brazos Valley will be in Robertson County between Marquette and Hearn. Later this summer, UP plans to replace more than 53,000 railroad ties and unload more than 37 million pounds of rock. In response to the City of Bryan's efforts to establish a quiet zone in the downtown area, UP spokesman says they enjoy a good working relationship and will keep in mind safety and operational priorities. And this is the fifth year the railroad's been working on a new rail yard between Hearn and Mumford. Utility relocations are underway, and UP continues discussions with Robertson County on what they call certain roadway improvements. No date's been set to start construction on what was estimated in 2012 to be a $200 million project. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas A&M system has announced a third cell phone company will have a presence at Kyle Field. Chancellor John Sharp says T-Mobile has entered a five-year contract worth $3.5 million to improve football game day service for their customers. The deal also includes sister brand Metro PCS. They join Verizon and AT&T in offering game day service. One Texas A&M researcher is making a big difference with his conservation efforts of the monarch butterfly impact on our local community in the state and the world. Outside of Dr. Craig Wilson's office on Holloman is the USDA People's Garden, where he's creating a milkweed collection. Wilson also played a big role in promoting the Mayor's Monarch Challenge in Bryan and College Station, which is a national movement to create a milkweed corridor along I-35 from Texas to the Midwest.
They've taken the pledge to make the both cities monarch friendly by planting milkweeds in parks and educating the local populace.
For his efforts, Wilson was honored with the National Conservation Award from the Daughters of the American Revolution last week. A Bryan man remains in jail following his arrest Friday afternoon for assaulting and robbing a man in a parking lot outside a North Bryan business. 36-year-old Kevin Dale Brown Jr. of Bryan is accused of grabbing the victim's throat, taking his cell phone, and then slamming him to the concrete pavement. The victim's injuries did not require medical attention. The Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley, in conjunction with the City of Bryan Animal Center and the Veterinary Technology Program at Blinn College, has opened a new exhibit. Executive Director Jabot Colvin says the Family Pet Center will demonstrate how to take care of animals and promote the animal-human bond.
It will feature many stuffed animals, animal grooming supplies, pet food display, lab equipment, dog kennels and cat kennels, as well as an x-ray machine as well.
There's more information online at cmbv.org. And there's still time to help the Brazos Valley Food Bank's chance at a grant for their new community garden.
About 500 other gardens that we're up against across the nation. And so if we got awarded the Seeds of Change grant, we could get up to $25,000 to help implement our garden.
Program coordinator Elena Jalefka says through Wednesday, you can vote for the Together We Grow community garden by visiting the Brazos Valley Food Bank's Facebook page. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Ruffino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Floor and Home. Featuring our new H2O flooring, it's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on carriage stand carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Scasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Scasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs at 7-Eleven. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, let's check a little bit of weather, brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Lots of Gulf of Mexico moisture present across the state this morning, and that's going to lead to eventually some showers and storms. We're partly to mostly cloudy today, a risk for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, 80 to 85. May see a shower or a thunderstorm into tonight, 65. Clouds for tomorrow, there's the risk of showers and storms, 80 to 85. Partly sunny, maybe an isolated thunderstorm Wednesday, highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the SEC championship earned by the A&M men's tennis team, as well as the national championship earned by the equestrian team this weekend. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at the details of the Aggie baseball and softball team's weekend series. And in Major League Baseball, the Rangers fell to the Mariners in a three-game sweep. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so now, Chelsea, you've done some of this equestrian announcing before.
I have.
It's a little bit different deal. I find it fascinating.
Yes, it is.
You go there and you ride the horses they bring you.
Correct.
You don't get to ride the horse that you might have been training on.
Right, right.
Really,
and so usually the home team provides. Now, I do believe you have to bring some of your own horses to something like the national tournament.
Well, that works out okay, because that was 100 miles away.
Right,
that
right. Well, yeah, for us it wasn't. Yeah, for A&M it wasn't too bad, because it's always there in Waco.
All right, so what kind of celebrators are the equestrian girls?
Equestrian girls, they get a little crazy. They go a little wild.
See?
No, I will say, though, it was a sport that I assumed was a quiet sport, you know, kind of like golf or something. These girls cheer and holler and yell, like, all while they're competing and cheering for each other. Not necessarily, you know, booing the other team by any means. But no, they get rambunctious. It was fun whenever I got to do some PA for them.
All right, so equestrian smack does not exist.
I mean, no, but when you're yelling, you're definitely like yelling against the other team.
Yeah.
And yeah, it gets pretty intense.
Okay, all right. And again, it's not a sport for everyone.
No.
It's a rather expensive sport, I would imagine.
Yes, it is.
Know?
It
yeah.
is.
So that's just saying. All right, so a report. Well, congratulations to them. They've done this before, right?
Yes, they have. I think 2012, Brad, is that you mentioned, was their last national championship.
Yeah.
But they're always ranked in, like, the top five, and the SEC is a really tough conference for equestrian. But it was a pretty big deal for them to go out and win this
year.
Hey,
we took Georgia to the woodshed this weekend, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Don't mess with us.
Yep.
So the way to go for the women's tennis team, too.
Mm-hmm.
Highest ranked team they've ever beaten, so... Do that, men beat them, and then we do that pony thing. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so new report from a leading group of plastic surgeons suggests that many U.S. Americans actually are trying to keep up with the Kardashians. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons, that, of course, would be the famous ASPS, found that U.S. Americans spent $16 billion on cosmetic plastic surgery.
Not cosmic, yeah.
No. And minimally invasive procedures in the past year. That'd be $16 billion.
Wow.
CBS News says, of course, the most popular surgical procedures So, yeah, is this on Family Feud? This would be a great...
This right? would be a great Family Feud
Survey
question.
Says.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's see. Can we guess any? All right, Brad, you get a guess.
Okay, I would say, and this is just a question of whether or not this would actually qualify as a cosmetic surgery.
All
because
right.
I don't think, you know, insurance-wise, I think it's not covered, but LASIK? Is LASIK
no.
one?
No.
No, okay. No. All right. Okay.
Chelsea?
Boobs.
That's it. That's number one.
The easy way, yeah.
Ding.
Well.
More than 290,000 procedures that cost an average of about $3,700 a piece.
Now, are these implants and reduction?
It just says augmentation.
Yeah, okay.
So that could be either way, going up or going down.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brad, we'll give you a second chance here.
Nose job.
Nose job. Very good. That's number three.
All right.
That's a rhinoplasty, right? Mm-hmm. 223,000 of those. Chelsea? Wow.
Botox.
No.
Filler?
No.
Anything like
now,
that?
Well,
no.
Yeah, now, well, okay, the filler thing. Here's number two. Number
okay.
two is liposuction.
Oh, okay.
Which is a takeaway.
Yeah.
That's about $3,000. By the way, the nose is about $5,000. Your
wow.
tummy tuck comes in number four.
Oh, yep.
And buttocks augmentation.
I guess I was thinking, Botox is something less invasive. It's
yeah.
not a surgery, so well, I don't know if that would have necessarily fallen into the categories.
And if you don't have Kardashian-level cash...
Right. But, that's a good way to start.
Yeah, okay. Minimally invasive cosmetic procedures. Your mm-hmm. Botox, 7 million procedures.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, costs $385 a piece.
Yep. It depends on how many little needle pricks you need
yeah.
but and what you're getting done.
Okay. Hyaluronic mm-hmm. acid fillers. That's
okay.
2 million of those. Chemical peel, 1.3.
Oh.
Microderm. Yep. It says only 775,000, but that's done a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're coming out with a lot of new methods. It's not, I've had microderm abrasion done before, and
okay.
it's not painful, but it's not comfortable.
Okay.
And they're coming out with a lot different, like, facials and stuff.
Well, it
stuff
makes your skin red for a while.
A little
too.
Bit, yeah.
Anything
yeah.
called abrasion doesn't sound pleasant.
Yeah, yeah.
But and there's just new methods, I think, that are even,
oh, I'm
you
sure.
know, you know.
Hey, look, if they're making money off of it, they're
oh,
coming
yeah.
up with new ways to do it.
100%.
And here, Brad, I do apologize. Laser's on there, but it was down in the minimally invasive laser treatment. So I guess that could include the laser visions thing.
Oh, maybe.
Okay. 650,000 of those procedures. Oh, no, that's not LASIK.
Is this
no.
laser hair removal?
Yeah, because yeah. that costs $433. And yeah, LASIK is more expensive
yeah.
than that. So there you go. We're trying to get perfect.
Well,
we're
and
doing
what they
everything
don't
we
tell
can.
You is, you know, even those like less expensive ones
yeah.
usually take more than, you know, 4 or 5 treatments.
Right.
So
good point.
It adds up.
Yeah, that's per.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if that doesn't work, then we also have a new edible chocolate skincare treatment.
Oh.
Promises to plump up and clear the skin. Teen Vogue says Sakara. Is that right? Sakara
sure.
Life
mm-hmm.
Beauty chocolates.
Okay.
Actually made of real chocolate. They contain a blend of organic, raw, fair trade cocoa nibs, also organic coconut sugar, and organic raw cocoa butter.
So hippie candy.
Yeah, exactly. Right. In addition to 70 milligrams of plant-based collagen-promoting ceramides. And there's a secret ingredient. They promise if you consume 2 bite-sized treats each day, they will deliver visibly plumper skin. Well, maybe you're just
well,
getting
yeah,
fat.
You're getting
yeah.
fat.
Is that it?
I wouldn't say plumper is a good
oh.
word to use in this description.
No.
People don't always
okay.
want plumper, yeah.
Well, and while we're talking about plumper, there's a television show that they're doing in Holland. And let me see if I can find a story on it because it's a little bit insensitive. Look for that in a minute. In the meantime, oh, here it is. Got it. Okay, here it is. If you think American reality television is lowbrow, you got nothing on the folks from Holland. E! News reports the show, which is called Brown TV. Bring your bathing suit is what it translates to.
Okay.
Ask contestants on last week's episode whether a woman was pregnant or just fat.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, understandably, yeah. Angry viewers lit up the Twitterverse.
Yeah.
And they canceled the segment. Yvonne DeHaan, who is a bigwig with the network, said, "It was meant to show appearances can deceive. We apologize if it was hurtful."
Oh, no. Yeah, how does that get through that
yeah.
many levels of, like, checkpoints yeah. that it airs?
The program also featured deep questions like whether a woman's breasts were fake or real, or if people were Chinese or Japanese.
Oh, wow.
In this day and time, can you even do that? Oh, goodness sakes.
Man. Wow.
All right. Well, in the meantime, while we're talking about pregnant, you know, there was there have been toys that have been pulled off the shelves for various reasons. Back in 2002, again, from the What Were You Thinking, Mattel introduced a new version of Barbie's best friend that was Midge. She joined the Barbieverse in 1963. This doll was part of the company's Happy Family line,
okay,
which included Midge and her husband, Alan, and their son, Ryan.
I don't think I've ever heard of this.
Well, the new Midge doll was also pregnant with a baby named Nikki.
Okay.
And so Mattel gave Midge a pop-off stomach.
Oh.
Yeah.
So kids could remove the baby inside.
Was there a baby inside?
Yes. Shockingly, some parents were not pleased. It's a bad idea. It promotes teenage pregnancy, said one toy customer.
Okay.
What would an 8-year-old or a 12-year-old get out of this baby doll?
Yeah.
Walmart customers complained so much that they pulled the doll from the shelves along with Midge's entire family. There you go. Sometimes they're not thinking up there in those glass towers about what possibly should be done.
Yeah.
Speaking of pregnant.
7:21. Go ahead. Wait.
Not anymore.
No, I know that's true. Here we got
April the giraffe.
Yeah.
She gave pregnant. She gave birth Saturday morning, right around 9 a.m. to a glowing baby boy.
Aww.
And I watched the whole thing live.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
I was like phone bombed by.
Oh, me too.
Did you get it too?
Y'all were all in the group text. Right, okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, I just couldn't imagine that. I mean, you made the announcement, which was great, but then Mr. Downs decides he wants to weigh in.
Oh,
the next
night
thing I know, y'all are getting chatty about the birth process of giraffe.
Well, yeah, because he goes, she better lay down soon or that giraffe is just going to fall right out. And I said, that's how it works.
That's how they
do give
it.
Birth standing up. The hooves come first,
boom.
So you could see two little hooves for about 2 hours before the head came out, and then boom.
There it was. Well, of course, it's different in the animal kingdom. The little critter was probably walking like an hour later, right?
Yeah. I mean, he was already kind of raising his head, and I only watched for really a couple minutes after he came fully out.
And he's already got a long neck?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't stretch out or anything. Well, I just didn't know. You know, I'm not sure. Not up on that.
Right. No, they pretty much look like just a mini giraffe.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a hole in your life.
Yeah, I'm really not sure
what
to do.
Okay.
Coolest thing ever, though, was that day we had already had plans to go to the drive-thru safari in Franklin, I got to see and pet a real giraffe.
Hey, all right.
It just, capped off my day. Okay. Yeah, that's great.
I think there's an elephant in the Houston Zoo right now that's pregnant.
Okay.
We're going to start our live stream on that.
Well, and that's the thing. And now it's going to be a thing, and we're going to have that happen. Well, they're going to name the baby, I'm sure, right?
They're going to have a contest to name the baby.
And that's fine.
Giraffe giraffe face.
Yeah, that'd be the one. And if it makes money, I mean, that's a great thing.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be all right. But
I want to know how much Toys R Us ended up, publicity or how much that advertising actually worked for them.
Do we know what the, is there any way to quantify how many people watched over time?
Well, 1.2 million watched the actual birth.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm sure there's numbers out there somewhere, but yeah.
How many people at some point had
luckily, I had a couple people text me because I wasn't watching it over the weekend.
Okay.
And so, and I'm not on Facebook, but I think that's where it started. You know, you started seeing it come up.
I got you.
And so I had a couple friends text me that morning and say, hey, it's happening.
All right, there you go. You had people watching out for you.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Okay, there you go. While we continue in the world of animals, the Avondale Police Department has officially unveiled the newest member of their team, Iroh. Iroh would be a drug-sniffing
cat?
Lizard.
Oh.
The bearded dragon was sworn in Thursday by the chief. The choice to use a lizard, based on new research that shows reptiles have a stronger sense of smell than dogs.
Wow.
When it comes to identifying narcotics. So there you go. So now you'll have a little cage. And it used to be canine unit, you know? They'd call it the canine unit. So what are they going to put on the side of the car if they've got like a bearded lizard in there.
The LZ unit.
Yeah, does it get a little uniform, a little badge, and all that kind of stuff? So,
oh, I hope so.
Yeah, all right, 7:25.
Happy 40th anniversary to all the doctors, nurses, and staff at UPA.
Almost 40 years ago, University Pediatric Association established weekend hours, evening hours, and after-hours appointments. Now, UPA is offering walk-in, drop-in hours, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. Log on to upadocs.com for complete operational hours.
Every child deserves a step forward.
Good morning. It's 7:25, the Infomaniacs, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Time to check weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on ActionSportsTX.com. Weather, well, today is probably the coolest day of the week, actually. Our high temperature is going to be about 82 or 83. About the same thing for tomorrow, but we do have a 40% chance of rain today, 30% tonight, and 30% on Tuesday. Then as the clouds clear out, it'll warm up. We'll be up to 85 or 86 for the balance of the week. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 3, 93% relative humidity, got overcast skies, and it's 70.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Scott Pruitt is President Trump's new administrator to EPA. He's getting around-the-clock protection detail, and the Washington Post making a big deal about it. Now, they point out that Obama's appointee, Gina McCarthy, got full protection when she traveled internationally. But other than that, she only needed security going to and from work. Now, the Post says that Scott Pruitt is polarized. He's a polarizing pick to head the EPA because he attacked the agency when he was the Attorney General of Oklahoma. And they admit that there have been lots of protests since he was appointed, but they say it's still unclear why he needs the extra security. Well, let me try to explain this. He needs it because since Trump was elected president, you leftists have become totally unhinged. Did you forget the violence in the streets on Inauguration Day? Arsonists set fire to a limo right near the Washington Post headquarters? How about the violent protests when Trump's education secretary, Betsy DeVos, attempted to enter a public school? She was physically assaulted by leftist protesters in broad daylight. And how about the threats, including the college professor the other day who called for Trump to be hanged? Now, this danger is real. The vicious left is exploding in unhinged fury, and the drive-by media continues to help foment the hate. That's why the need for extra security. It's the smart thing to do, at least for a while till we beat them back.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now and get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush. That's LifeLock.com/rush or call 1-800-440-4833 and use the promo code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit ANCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's been 5 years since Union Pacific Railroad announced what was then a $200 million rail yard between Mumford and Hearn.
UP officials say no date's been set to start construction on what was originally designed as a 1,000-acre complex connecting seven railroad divisions. Currently, the railroad's relocating utilities and is in ongoing discussions with Robertson County on roadway improvements. UP officials say they're also monitoring the progress of the City of Bryan's application for a quiet zone in the downtown area, noting they enjoy a good working relationship with city officials. Railroads also announced $466 million in projects around Texas this year. UP says there are a number of smaller projects in and around Brazos County. The most noticeable will be this summer along the tracks between Hearn and Marquette. That's when UP plans to replace more than 53,000 railroad ties and add more than 37 million pounds of rock. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The 16th time a Bryan man has been booked in the Brazos County Jail since 1998 was on charges of grabbing a stranger's throat, taking his cell phone, then slamming him to the concrete pavement. Bryan police report this took place Friday afternoon outside Olvera Tires and Wheels on Texas near MLK. The victim received minor injuries that did not require medical attention. Following a slow speed pursuit, 36-year-old Kevin Dale Brown Jr. of Bryan was arrested for robbery and evading arrest. The victim's phone was recovered and returned. The Texas A&M system has generated more than $11.5 million from its high-speed fiber broadband service at the renovated Kyle Field. System officials have announced a contract with a third cell phone company, T-Mobile, whose customers will be able to access that service, which was installed 2 years ago. The five-year contract, which also includes Metro PCS customers, will give the system $3.5 million. That's in addition to $3.7 million from AT&T and more than $4.3 million from Verizon. A researcher at Texas A&M was honored with the National Conservation Award from the Daughters of the American Revolution for his efforts to promote pollinator gardens and educate the community about monarch butterflies and other species.
The main thing is that it raises awareness. It gets word out into the public that the monarch migration is under threat, pollinators in general. So I think that's the real benefit of being recognized like this.
Dr. Craig Wilson, who has the USDA People's Garden outside his office on Holloman Drive East, also played a vital role in the Mayor's Monarch Challenge in Bryan and College Station. That promotion makes both cities monarch-friendly by planting milkweed in local parks and educating citizens. Together We Grow is a new collaborative program of the Brazos Valley Food Bank aimed at changing people's lives from food insecure to food secure. Program coordinator Elena Jalefka says they applied for a grant to help build a community garden from the ground up on their new property.
We need the community member to go, and they can go onto our Facebook page and they can look for our Seeds of Change grant. We've been sharing it every day, and you just follow the link, and it literally takes about maybe 2 seconds to just vote for us. You can vote for our garden once a day on multiple devices.
Jalefka says with enough support, they could receive up to $25,000 from the Seeds of Change grant program. Visit the Food Bank's Facebook page for more information. The last day to vote is Wednesday. The Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley became a little furrier over the weekend. Executive Director Jabot Colvin says the new animal exhibit features stuffed animals, a grooming station, pet food display, and veterinary lab equipment, including an X-ray machine.
It's supposed to be a fun and friendly way to educate families about different pets, not only dogs and cats, but we'll feature all different types of animals.
The Family Pet Center. You can find more information online at cmbv.org. Those living in the congressional district represented by Bill Flores of Bryan are reminded to register to participate in town hall meetings tomorrow and Wednesday night, where participants can call and or use Facebook Live.
On the 18th, we're going to have a teletown hall. We're going to be calling into the southern counties of the district, including Brazos. We will have outbound calls to probably around 50,000 folks. Our technology provider, we asked them to see if there's a way to fuse Facebook Live with a teletown hall format. And so you'll have video and people will be able to submit their questions via Facebook as well.
Thursday night, Flores will be on WTAW fielding questions from phone calls, emails, texts, and Facebook. WTAW news time is 7:35. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, conventional FHA and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area. Let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard. Do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where 2Video comes in. We convert 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, photos and slides, and even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. 2Video is a local company, and you can find us online at 2video.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let 2Video help preserve them.
Wake up, take a deep breath, and start a brand new day without cigarettes.
We know how it feels to quit smoking. That's why we created the American Cancer Society's Quit for Lifeline, with the free tips, tools, and confidential counseling proven to help double your chances of quitting for good. Call toll-free 877-YES-QUIT. That's 877-YES-QUIT. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Good morning, 738 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Doing a little weather. It's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Lots of Gulf of Mexico moisture present across the state this morning, and that's going to lead to eventually some showers and storms. We're partly to mostly cloudy today. A risk for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, 80 to 85. May see a shower or a thunderstorm into tonight, 65. Clouds for tomorrow. There's the risk of showers and storms, 80 to 85. Partly sunny, maybe an isolated thunderstorm Wednesday. Highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the A&M baseball team sweep of Alabama this weekend. Meanwhile, the A&M equestrian team won the national championship, and the men's tennis team won the SEC championship over the weekend. And in the NBA, the Rockets are a game up on the Thunder in the Western Conference. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And most importantly of all, the head of the No Fun League officials wants to see penalties eliminated for touchdown celebrations.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Players and fans have been calling for these rules to be either tweaked or eliminated completely.
Mm-hmm.
But the league does not appear to be on board with making those changes. Scott Green of the NFL Referees Association said the on-field officials think that the league office is putting them in a difficult situation, would prefer these celebration issues be handled with fines. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Nothing is worse than somebody going 80 yards for a touchdown, and we're trying to figure out, does this warrant a flag or for what he is doing in the end zone?
Right. Because plays over, you know, if there's no reason, as long as they're not doing something that's just like downright, I don't know.
Yeah, as long as they're not calling the team over and river dancing and something.
Crude
something
or
like
mean
that.
Or something. Yeah. I don't
Cotton
know.
Eye Joe.
Yeah, but I think like J.J. Watt doing, his thumb across the neck or something, just a half a second thing, you know, that's no big deal.
Just saying, if you let them go back to it, They'll end up hiring producers, okay, to come up with a show.
Oh, right.
They'll delay the game. I mean, I don't.
No, you're right. You're right. I just think that the referees, you know, they have other stuff that they need to be paying attention to. And so having penalty, you know, having to worry about that on top of the actual in-game action.
You don't want to be the buzzkill if this is some stunning touchdown or something.
Of course, devil's advocate of that, all that, is that, you know, if you're playing professional football and you score a touchdown, act like you've been there. You know what I mean?
Well, you should. But again, this is their moment. And after all, they are richer than all of us, and they're certainly more important.
But they're going to feel like such a fool and much less important if they do a backflip and break their ankle and can't play anymore, you know?
Yeah. So now, did we mention what a baby giraffe is called?
Is it a foal?
It's a calf.
Calf.
It's a calf.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. There, yeah.
A calf.
And by the way, they want to make sure you know that the birth comes at a dire time for giraffes.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Whose numbers are plummeting.
Ooh.
Over the past three decades, more than 150,000 to fewer than 100,000 now, according to the Giraffe Conservation Foundation, who's probably getting a lot of calls today. Lots of hits on their website.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Today marks the date of Paul Revere's famous midnight ride. Happened in 1775. Paul did start the ride, but he's really not the guy who made the difference. His name was Israel Bissell, and it's not the guy who started the vacuum cleaner company, okay? But that's the only problem is, you know, listen, my children, and you will hear the midnight ride of Israel Bissell.
Yeah, it doesn't really
doesn't ring. Because here's what happened is Paul Revere was a very well-known person. He was a silversmith. He'd been, you know, he was a biggie in the colonies. And what happened is he did start the ride on the 17th, which happened to be a Monday then in 1775, at about 10 o'clock at night. Well, they say he was arrested 90 minutes later, but truth be told, Paul Revere had a lot of friends in towns. And where would you go if you're going to try to find the most number of people at night in that part of the colonies at that time? You'd go to the pub. So he went to the pub.
Okay.
Well, you can't just go in and say that. You have to stop and socialize.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so he went to the next town, and you go to the pub, and you had to stop and socialize.
Right.
So 90 minutes later, he was stopped by the British soldiers for, like, what, DUI or something? Or RUI, riding under the influence.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he was arrested, as they say, and so that's fine. So it was then 23-year-old Israel Bissell, a little-known post rider who rode four horses across four states to do the call to arms. He went 345 miles on a horse.
Wow.
Just saying, he's the guy we ought to be talking about.
Talk about a sore bum.
Yeah, no kidding. That's true.
And a sore voice screaming the British are coming.
That's right, over and over again. So Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes.
Yum.
Probably some consumed over the weekend, right? And there will be some consumed today because, after all, they are a favorite. Do you know the story behind the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup?
Ooh, there's a story?
No. Well, if you'll sit, you know, crisscross applesauce, I'll tell you this story. Okay.
I'm ready.
So it's named for H.B. Reese, strangely enough. Now, he was the father of 16 children. Back then, they had a lot of kids because they usually had to do agricultural work, and so you needed more hands. Anyway, but he went to work on a dairy farm that was owned by this guy named Milton Hershey.
Ha.
Name familiar?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so after a few years, he went to work in the chocolate factory that Milton owned. And back in the day, Milton actually encouraged him to experiment on his own to be able to come up with some candies that he thought would possibly work.
Huh.
And so he did. He would take the chocolate, you know, he'd buy the chocolate from Hershey, and then he'd go down in his basement, and he'd try to come up with different things. And since he had 16 kids, he had names for them.
Good focus group.
Yeah, exactly right. He had chocolate-covered nuts and raisins. He had mints. He invented a chocolate-covered caramel coconut candy that he called the Lizzie Bar, named after his oldest daughter. And there was a bar that was followed called the Johnny Bar, which is named for his son. Mm-hmm. And he did well enough that he quit his steady job at the factory and opened up his candy company.
Okay.
And so he used pretty impressive marketing tool, a 1928 photograph of the entire family with the caption, 16 good reasons to buy Reese's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it worked. And he began making his peanut butter cups part of a large candy assortment in 1928. Besides that, he did coconut cream and peanut peppermint cream and chocolate jets and nougat. They did just nougat. And they were all, he did a neat thing. He'd take four ladies, he'd put them in the window of a store with a candy table, and they would make the candy while people watched, and then they could go inside and buy the candy.
Ah.
So like a moving, live demonstration kind of thing. Well, World War II came along, and he couldn't really afford to use the other ingredients because they were going to the war effort, so he cut it down to just peanut butter cups, and he called them penny cups because that's what they cost back then, and that made him his money. He died in 1956, just before he turned 77, and six of his sons, about 7 years later, sold the business to Hershey's for $23 million, and they got 5% of Hershey's company, which today is worth $20 billion, which means each of his sons, if they held onto the stock, would have $8 billion today.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. There's your Hershey's peanut butter history for you this morning.
I love Reese's.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they are a little popular, that's for sure. And now the bunnies will be on sale, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Eggs. They have bunnies and eggs.
Yeah,
best
have
day to buy best. Candy today.
That's it. Go for it.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better.
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Abandon. That's what a lot of parents feel when their children leave home to carve their own path through life. That feeling isn't unusual, and believe it or not, it's a good sign. It means you have a strong connection with your children, and their absence matters to you. But you can't allow your sadness to get in the way of them stepping forward into life. There's a big world out there, and they need to get busy finding it. That's why it's good for them to abandon the nest. That cuddly newborn is now a young adult. The relational dynamic between the two of you needs to change. The goal was never for your child to stay cuddly forever. It was to prepare them for this very moment. But letting go still hurts, doesn't it? Maybe you just need a chance to grieve. So many things changing at once can stir up feelings of loss. You need some time to get through it. Give yourself permission to feel sad, at least for a little while. And be careful of one other thing. Watch where you dump your grief. Sadness can easily come out in unhealthy ways, like making your children feel guilty for moving out and pursuing their lives. Instead, encourage them. Congratulate them when they pick an out-of-state college or agree to a job someplace far away. Whether they say it or not, your children are counting on your support for the confidence they need to get out there and succeed. To help your relationship with your adult children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny, all for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 4040. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 4040. Personalcreations.com, 4040.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:50. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team secured a 3-2 victory Saturday afternoon to complete the series sweep over Alabama. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
I'm really proud of our guys on a day when a lot of things weren't going our way. First inning, we got a chance to have a big inning. They make a great play to get off the field, and their guys settled in and did a great job.
The Aggies return to action tomorrow when they head to Arlington to face the UTA Mavericks at Clay Gould Ballpark. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. After earning wins on Friday and Saturday, the 5th-ranked A&M softball team fell to number 24 Arkansas 4-3 in the series finale yesterday. The Maroon and White returned to the Aggie Softball Complex Wednesday in the final midweek game of the season against the University of Louisiana Lafayette. First pitch is at 6:30, and you can hear that one on Willie 1550. The number 10 A&M men's tennis team clinched the 2017 SEC championship with a 5-2 victory over number 11 Georgia Saturday afternoon at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center. The Aggies claimed a share of the regular season title for the second time in the last three seasons with the Bulldogs. Meanwhile, the 21st-ranked A&M women's tennis team posted the highest-ranked win in program history, stunning number 2 Georgia 4-2 in both teams' regular season finale yesterday. It was the Aggies' first-ever victory in the 13-match series against the Bulldogs. Speaking of champions, the number 5 A&M equestrian team won the National Collegiate Equestrian Association National Championship Saturday night, defeating the Georgia Bulldogs 11-5. The title marks the Aggies' 12th national championship in program history and the first NCEA championship win since the 2012 season. And in A&M track and field, a school record victory by Jasmine Frey highlighted the Aggie sweep of the team titles at UCLA's Jim Bush Collegiate Invitational on Saturday at Drake Stadium. The Aggie women scored 148 points to hold off the challenge by Alabama, while the A&M men dominated with 179 points over runner-up UCLA. In Major League Baseball,
the pitch is swung on and the ground ball hit the short. Elvis dives to his left and can't get it to Rugi. The game is over. The Mariners win it 8-7 on an infield single by Nelson Cruz. He has won it for the Mariners 8-7 in the bottom of the ninth.
Nelson Cruz singled in the tie-breaking run to cap a two-run ninth-inning rally, and the Seattle Mariners overcame a five-run deficit to beat the Texas Rangers 8-7 yesterday for a three-game sweep. The Rangers start a fresh series with the A's today at 9:10 p.m., pregame set for 8:30, and you can hear that one over on The Zone as well. Meanwhile, in Oakland, the Astros and Athletics game was postponed yesterday due to rain. It was Oakland's first home rainout since April 2014. No makeup date has been announced. The Astros take on the Angels today at Minute Maid Park. First pitch is set for 7:10 p.m. And in the NBA, James Harden scored 37 points to outshine Russell Westbrook, and the Houston Rockets pulled away in the third quarter and coasted to a 118-87 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder last night in Game 1 of the first-round playoff series. The best-of-seven Western Conference series continues Wednesday night in Houston. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, Brad. It is now time for the deal of the day, thanks to our friends at Team Ford of Navasota. This time, it's a 2016 Chevrolet Malibu, only 15,000 miles, very, very clean pre-owned car for $18,411. Again, that's a 2016 Chevy Malibu, only 15 grand with miles, and it's only $18,411. Got to put the 11 on there if somebody will get in trouble. But that's with Team Ford of Navasota and their deal of the day. And don't forget, of course, the biggest selling truck of all time has been the Ford F-150. And if you buy one of those Fords, new or used, anything on the lot anyway, they can fix up for you at Texas Custom Outfitters because everything rolls back into the exact same financing. So you're only making just that one payment. Get all the details you need at teamofnavasota.com or make the short trip south to Team Ford of Navasota.
We
With Sufal Prater, you're able to push the limits of productivity. Right now, get a John Deere 320E skid steer at 0% for 48 months, plus a powertrain and hydraulic warranty. With 6,000 pounds of groundbreaking power, you'll be able to power through any job. Learn more about our John Deere commercial worksite equipment at cptractor.com. Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Buying or selling a house should be an exciting time. It's a time of change. It's a time of new beginnings, a time that's supposed to make you feel good, right? So why is it so stressful? Well, don't worry. It doesn't have to be so stressful if you have the right team of people on your side. And the people I'm talking about, of course, are Jen Zweiker and the team over there at Zweiker & Associates. They can make the experience of buying or selling a house a whole lot better for you because they ease your mind. They take some of that stress away by having an entire team of people who will help you get the best deal for your house or find the house that you're really looking for and make sure you're getting the best deal based on the numbers in the markets, because they're the experts when it comes to that sort of thing, whether it is the numbers in the market, whether it's staging your home to make it look great in photographs so that people want to buy it. Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates are the people you need to get in touch with, and it's really easy to do it. All you have to do is go online to zarealestate.com and talk to Jen Zweiker and the team. They will put your mind at ease. zarealestate.com is where you go.
A household hazardous waste is any home chemical that may pose a threat to human life or ground, air, or water quality. Check labels with keywords such as danger, poison, toxic, and flammable. Bring these items along with computers and electronics to the University Services Complex April 29th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. For directions and more information, call the Household Hazardous Waste Hotline at 979-764-3809 or log on to TwinOaksHHW.com.
About 4 minutes till Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, so Peyton Manning. Remember how Peyton Manning would always yell Omaha
at
the line of scrimmage?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's finally explaining what it meant, and naturally it has nothing to do with beautiful Omaha, Nebraska. No, as a matter of fact. He said, quote, Omaha was just an indicator word. It was a trigger word that meant we'd change the play. There was low time on the clock, and the ball needed to be snapped right away. And its rhythmic three-syllable, Omaha, set hut. Peyton doesn't have any direct connections to Omaha, but his chant made him popular there. He says, it's really a big deal there. I went there a couple of years ago and got a key to the city. Always got Omaha if I need a place to live. There you are.
How funny. Right.
Speaking of Omaha, Omaha is where I saw the original Star Wars.
Okay.
Really?
In a really big theater. I was there for the series, and they got rained out that day, so I got a chance to go to this big theater in Omaha. And the reason I mentioned that is, remember seeing, oh, I don't know, Chelsea, have you seen Star Wars?
The original?
Okay. Right. Brad, you seen
it? Oh, yeah.
Because what happens is it's this giant ship. I mean, it's this giant Star Cruiser thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? It's just amazing. But at the beginning, they have that scrolling text at the beginning of Star Wars that explains in a galaxy far away.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. All right, there you go. Okay. That was done by printing out the entire thing and having a camera actually dolly down over it. Okay? Which, again, kind of seems like low-tech. And it was, really, for that time.
Mm-hmm.
There is one pig in the entire country of Afghanistan. His name is Khanzir, and he lives in a zoo in Kabul. Since Islamic countries, they don't eat pork, and they aren't really even allowed to touch pigs, there's really no need to have any other pigs there. So they've got that one. So, you know, you were thinking the other day, I know you were sitting at a table at your house, and you're going, hey, when does a rock become a boulder?
Right.
How did you get out of my head?
See, I know. Exactly. Well, a rock is considered a boulder if it's more than 10.1 inches in diameter. Just so you know.
Just 10?
Yeah, interesting.
That's it. And you can walk around with a tape measure, and you could astound and annoy your friends by letting them know that.
Or just be like, I'm a monster because I'm carrying around this boulder.
And here's one more thing to think about when you go to the grocery store.
All right.
The mascots on kids' cereal boxes like Tony the Tiger are drawn so that their eyes are looking slightly downward. That's a trick to make sure that if the box is on a high shelf at the store, the mascot is making eye contact
with your kiddos,
with your little decision maker.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I know it is, but that way they can, you know, they can annoy you until it's time for you to reach over there and pick up the cereal and put it in the basket.
I always thought they were looking at the cereal.
No, they're not. They're actually looking down at your little kiddo. In the next hour, what your age says about your shopping habits. And also, there's a new car out that has taken the GPS out of their car.
Oh.
Yeah. Wonder how they did that or why they did that. We'll do it. Anyway, right now, let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. High temperature today, about 82 or 83. We'll do the same thing for tomorrow. Then it warms up as we move through the week. We'll be up into the upper 80s, as a matter of fact. Low in the mid-60s each day, each evening. It's 71 right now at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.